Inspired by hearing that conversation from 3 years ago, it seemed to me that love will triumph over power was an appropriate theme for whatever would be our next show, which is this one. So I put together that musical tribute to the notion, drawing on, I could only find two films I wanted to have illustrations of what I'm thinking right now. And Sea of Love with Tom Waits was one, that film, Sea of Love. And then from the film Bound, Hallelujah. I just love her so. And took a minute for my son to help me find those two, but he did. And a few more, thank you. So I hope you heard that last week tribute and the one today. It's now been 3 weeks since our last show, February 22nd. As you know, the locks on the studio door were changed with virtually no notice. The man who changed them refusing to wait a few more days for the next meeting. And then after that, all the equipment went missing. Circumstances fuzzy, forcing this show into an involuntary hiatus. As you may not know, my transmissions are slowed wherever I go. My equipment, likewise, my computer at home is experiencing voltage surges before the operating system can load, so I'm leaving it alone for now. And just using the laptop, forcing me to create some new work habits, so there I'm slowed down too. And my body, when I rise from the torture session provided me as a substitute for sleep, movement is a struggle. A kind of electrical paralysis has seized my body, I find, and it takes hours, anywhere from 3 to 7 one morning, to clear the mucus. I was mentally compiling a little symptomology recently. The evolution of my physical responses to the various forms of electromagnetic bombardment to which I've been treated since publishing Waking Up. Beginning with that all body pain, and this was just, it was after I remember sharing at not too long ago at a recent show how neighbors of mine fell victim to these mysterious complaints, and the neighbor across the street, my two friends across the street, they left after Kristen, studying Chinese medicine, fell victim to this virus, which literally immobilized her. She couldn't move, and they left. They just got out. They, I think, thought it was something to do with the area they were living in. After they left, a similar thing happened to me, or this, I'm assuming the same thing. I had this all body pain, and the joints all seemed swollen and difficult to move, and took me a couple years of, you know, tests and going to physical therapists. But I had an advantage, I guess you could say, because the circumstances of my distress, and now I look at it as a kind of a plausible deniability perhaps, but the circumstances of my symptoms beginning coincided, at least some of them, coincided with a smart meter being installed. And so at first, for those couple years, I assumed I was responding to the smart meter being installed, because that's when my symptoms began. And things got so bad, I took to using my vehicle to sleep in, just to get away from the smart meter. And so my advantage was discovering that the symptoms, I would get away from it for a minute, but after I had been in the location I settled in for a little bit, I would see a pattern in which I would hear the what I now believe is a drone overhead, and there were lots of cars and lights flashing at me. And then the pain and the symptoms would start all over again. So it took me years to put two and two together. And I'm sharing this symptomology because I don't believe that anyone has done that, has been able to put these things together in this way, because they have not had that advantage of seeing the pattern and seeing it trail you about. The nausea, the ear ringing, the joint pain, a sense of pressure in my head and chest, head pain, itchiness, skin eruptions and rashes and burning, culminating in my present project of clearing mucus when I come in around midnight or so. The less I sleep, I have, and this is where I'm at right now, trying to minimize sleep time so I can minimize clearing the mucus time, i.e. that electrical paralysis feeling and the swelling in the joints in my head and chest, the sense of pressure, the longer I'm subjected to what I believe is, and I'm certain, is EMF bombardment, the longer it takes me to get myself back together again. My face and head and chest swollen, flooded, immobilized by seemingly endless sticky mucus. And I have to wonder, for those who didn't put two and two together, not realizing what was going on, how many people were fell victim to this technique, because it's not immediately apparent that there is all this sticky mucus in you. I mean, you feel swollen, you wonder what's wrong. And so it is very likely that quite a few folks never got to the point of realizing it had to be cleared out. That's why I'm sharing these words now. Because it can be deceptive. You can not recognize what's going on and simply do the best you can with it. And the problem with that is that it can lead to congestion, can lead to bigger problems of the heart. And so it is important to face the pain involved with clearing the mucus out. I guess what I'm getting at is that because there's discomfort in the process of actually identifying through the swollen areas where that mucus is and clearing it out can hurt. And so I think of this process of getting to the pain. I do this process of healing, I think that's what it was presented to me as, sending energy to these swollen areas.